What I see when I look out at this place is a beautiful little wetland restoration in between Cache Creek and a small slough called Gordon Slough, which is an irrigation canal. And this pond was put in between these two water bodies as a test case for what to do with gravel mining ponds in this area of Cache Creek. And that's a really important question because many of these ponds may be created in the future. And there was a concern about mercury with these ponds. The darn thing about mercury is it's virtually the only thing about wetland restoration that's a problem. That's the one thing where wetlands make it worse. Wetlands create the situation for the production of methylmercury. That's where it happens. The mercury that's out there is almost all in a form that isn't the problem that we all hear about. When you hear about mercury in fish, it's methylmercury. And methylmercury is less than 1% of the mercury that's out there. It's this tiny fraction. And what makes this whole thing complicated is that the methylmercury is created as a byproduct by bacteria working on the inorganic mercury that's moving down from the hills. This whole process of the bacteria making methylmercury, which normally occurs down in the sediments at the bottom of the pond, it occurs in the actual water itself in deep ponds. That's a problem. That's a special problem where it goes directly into the fish, and it's more of a problem than in shallow ponds. So if you're going to have a deep pond, there's ways to keep the oxygen levels up through simple disruption of the thermocline, it's called, in the ponds. So there's very inexpensive ways of keeping the water turned around so that you don't develop this anaerobic condition in the water itself. I'm excited about this place because it's one of the places where we've started to come up with what we think are solutions to this problem of wetland restoration being a boogeyman as far as water quality goes in California. And there's a huge issue in California with water regulatory agencies rightly being very concerned about methylmercury in the water and fish consumption and all of that. And they have been resistant to wetland habitat creation right at a time when that's so sorely needed. We've lost almost the whole Pacific Flyway and wetlands, and here's an example wetland where we've looked at this whole thing, and it's turned out over the years we've been figuring out not all wetlands are created equal, and there's also ways of managing them to minimize the problem. And I think we've got the tools now to manage those ponds so that they don't create a problem downstream.